I'll just ask a couple of questions at once now for the last time on this issue. I was chatting to someone from Lendlease the other day who was saying that they have had to hand over some of the development risk and development fees to their funds as a bit of a trend in recent years. Development fees have been one of the great success stories for Westfield Holdings. Is there any suggestion or pressure coming from any of the funds that we should let them take some of the development risk and development fees going forward? Just a couple of the small things. Can you give us an update on Intensity, whether it's performing better now and there's a chance that we can write back up the stake? And is there any further development you can give us on the GST as to how this will impact on Westfield, whether our funds will have to pay GST on the management fees? And also, just is there a broad wrap you can give us of the shopping centre development program around the country? I read something in the Fin Review today about we've had a very good program of community consultation around Fountain Gate in Melbourne. Obviously, there's still a bit of rumbling going on with Bondi Junction. What were the big sort of planning achievements, development achievements during the year, and which are the ones that you'd see going forward as being the most important obstacles we need to get over in terms of planning and development for our redevelopment program?
Okay. Can you repeat the first one, please? That's why I ask, give me a question one at a time, I can reply to them and so on. And can you repeat the first question? The Lendlease, yes. Yeah, well, look, you're questioning the basis of the company, of how it does business, how it makes money. I mean, the only thing I can tell you that we are doing fine, and we're not about to change the successful formula that we have developed over the last 35, 40 years. And those who do business with us now these conditions, and they still do come back and do business with us. I think it stands the market test, and nothing else matters but the market test. And I stand on that record. Whether we change sometimes, whether we modify sometimes, yes, we do. But it's we are not copying Lendlease, and Lendlease is not copying us. We are both doing very well. I think we have a few more credits to ourselves than some of the other companies. But we are not about to change the way we have done business over a period of time. And as I said, it stands the test of the market. They come back to us. We develop for funds, for partners, for managers, not because of our blue eyes or because they like us or dislike us. We perform. What was the next? The next one was GST. I think we'll be in the regime of GST. We'll pay GST fees like anybody else when it receives a fee and pass it on to the government or vice versa. There's no difference to us than any other part of the country change. We don't envisage any other change. There are some anomalies or perceived anomalies that we need to live with and ask the government at the time if there are any to make certain changes, but they are not quite now yet. What was the next one? To give you the development program? I think I have. You know, on the issue of, in my speech, I think I have told you about Bondi Junction, I told you about Hornsby in Sydney and the other developments right around the country and overseas. The issue of, there was some nice article about us this morning for a change about the way we develop and what we do for communities. And sometimes we get into conflict with the communities and authorities. This is business, you know. The door is not open to us. A red carpet is not given to us. Here, come and develop, do what you like, when you like, how you like. There are forces in the community that we need to consider, and we want to consider. We are part of the community. Sometimes we don't see eye to eye with the community or with the authority, but somehow or other it gets resolved. The complimentary report that we had this morning was a very good one. We achieved what we want to achieve, but we don't always achieve unanimity of support everywhere. But we try very hard, and we want to be part of the community, and we are part of the community, and everywhere where we are, we're making major contribution to employment, major contribution to local charities, to local institutions, and so on and so forth. But there's a price to pay for those sometimes. There's traffic congestion. There are other issues that come up, and this is, I believe, is life. And we try to handle it that way. How our competitors do it, why they do it their way. If they're successful, good luck to them. If not, they'll have to pull their socks up and do better.